got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and happy White History. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-Jesse. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, the biblical question, do you love America? How do you know? Do you love America? How do you know? An amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you run around, because we're on a different time zone, so somebody, you know, you got to go to the cotton field. You got to go pick peanuts, shake and pick peanuts, or whatever. You can still do it while listening to the show by podcasting the show and listen on your phone. And you listen on your phone by calling 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? It is amazing. And what else is amazing is that it's Thursday already. Again. This month is already going by like 90 going north. And I really, really love Thursdays. Not many times I just love Thursdays. But it is Bible Thumper Thursday. I don't feel no space. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Woo. I don't feel your faith. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for the glory of the coming of the Lord? Be also ready, you know not the day that the Lord shall come, that the Lord shall come. Be ready. Are you ready? I'll feel your faith. Amazing. You can, you know what else is so amazing? There are a whole lot of amazing things, right? That if you wanted to, at this very moment and forever, forevermore, you cannot feel or have, not just not feel, but any conflict at all. You cannot, you can overcome every conflict that's happening within you and happening what others have done to you right now, if you wanted to. And the way you do it is you gotta develop a clear mind. Well, you can't do it. What I'm saying you is for conversation purposes, but you need a clear mind. Can you imagine living with a clear mind, never having to make a decision? Never having to remember a past or a future? Never having to hold anything against anyone? Because all of your issues have always been in you. It was never outside of you. It was never with anyone else. Isn't that amazing? You thought it was because you did not and do not have a clear mind. You need a clear mind. And the Spirit of Truth said, I came to renew your mind. You must renew your mind. It's all, he tell you that all the time, and yet you won't listen. You need a clear mind. Can you imagine making decisions in a dark mind? A dark mind is making decisions in a dark mind. A confused mind is making decisions in a confused mind. How do you think what do you think the outcome of that going to be? You can't make decisions with a confused mind. Thoughts cannot go above themselves. And cannot go beyond themselves. You're making decisions with decisions, with thoughts. And they're not your own. You got to have a clear mind. And imagine yourself with a clear mind. Imagine being out in a desert, out there in Sahara Desert. You're out there in an open field. It's just nothing but dirt and hot heat and deserts. And you don't know where to go. You don't have one of those AI things. You don't have a GPA or whatever they call those things that tell you the direction to go. You don't have any of that. And so you're looking around, and you don't see anything but deserts. See, like that. Thank you, Nick. Imagine you standing in the middle of the desert. For those who can't see it, we're looking at the picture of a desert. And you don't have a backpack. You don't have a GPA system or anything. What will you do? Will you listen to a dark mind, a confused mind telling you which way to go? Go left, go right, go over there, go over there. And then every way you turn, it's the wrong direction. Because you're making the decision with a confused mind. Imagine making decisions with a confused mind. Instead of seeing that you're lost in the desert, and then just stop and do nothing. Wait to be found. Just wait to be found. And the answer will come, and the answer will save you and give you direction back home or out of the desert. But you won't wait there. You're in your confused mind. You say, I want to be happy. I'm going to make myself happy. I'm tired of being miserable. I'm going to be happy. And the mind says, yes. Go buy yourself a car. Go get yourself a different job. Go get married. Go buy new clothes. Go and do this or do that. Go work out at the gym. And then you do it, and that didn't save you either. It didn't make you happy. You made that decision with a confused mind. All of your decisions are made with confused minds. Because thoughts cannot rise above thoughts. darkness cannot rise above darkness. All of your thought, all of your decisions are made with a confused mind, and that's why they never work. Every decision you ever made was always the wrong decision because they were made with a confused mind. Why not have a clear mind? What's wrong with having a clear mind when you don't even have to make decisions? You can't make the decisions. They're made on your behalf. Isn't that amazing? It is amazing. It's a spiritual battle. And you got to lay your weapons down and turn the ship around and bring the boys home. Go back home. But you refuse to lay your weapons down. You think you got to fight with the world. And you do. And look what it gets you. You think you got to give advice to everybody about everything. How to vote, who to vote for, how to find Jesus, how to praise the Lord, how to this and how to that. Your mind is confused. You think you got to go out into the streets and preach the gospel to all the world. You think that, and it doesn't work. And you go home and cry at night. You think you got to judge your fellow man, other human beings. And you do it, you notice things not right with you, but as you judge, you're being judged, and you wonder, what the? I had a thrill on judging somebody else, and now I got to go home and cry at night. Because immediately, while you're judging, you're being judged. It's coming back on you. What you put out comes back on you. What a mess, huh? Earth is not heaven, and human beings, man is not God. Why don't you lay your weapon down, work on you, so that you can disappear and have a clear mind. Live in the light. Just live without an effort, without any concern about the world at all or anyone in the world. You are not responsible for anyone except your children if you have little children. You're not even responsible for your adult children. You're not responsible for your mama. What the? Your mama didn't do you a favor by having you or feeding you or all that. She was supposed to. If you don't want to take care of the baby, don't have the baby. Or if you're going to believe that somebody owe you because you took care of them, then don't have the baby. Don't make your children feel guilty like they owe you something because you had them. That's evil. And then they feel guilty because you've taught them that all your life. I'm mama, you gotta take care of me. And now they're feeling guilty, and now they're taking care of you, hating you all while they're doing it. Guilt is not love. They're not helping you freely. They're helping you because you deceive them, and now they feel guilty if they don't. As Michael Jackson said, If you can't feed the baby, then don't have the baby. if you can't feed the baby, then don't have the baby. Something like that. What a mess. Human beings are evil. It's a jungle out there. Are you going to spend the rest of your life being a part of it? The Spirit of Truth said, be in the world, but not of it. You are not responsible. You're not responsible at all for someone else's spiritual life. Only that one person is responsible for it. Husbands are not responsible for their wives' spiritual life. Wives are not responsible for their husbands' spiritual lives, for their adult children's spiritual life. And you make a fool out of yourself when you say, I want them to want that. I want them to want this. Who are you to want for anybody to want anything? Who are you to want anything? Everything you want for, you may get it, but it's going to be the wrong thing. Why not want for nothing? What's wrong with living freely? What's wrong with living with a clear mind? It's a spiritual battle, and the world is a jungle. You're living amongst wild animals. And look how they feed off one another. They get a thrill from that. Your own family member, not just the outside of your home thing. It's in the home. It's heavily in the home, too. Your real family are the true children of God. Not the Bible thumpers, not the one that went to the cross and believed that Jesus died and Jesus rose again and then descended into the heaven and now they're born again. Not those. Those are evil. They do not believe in God. And they will turn on you in a minute. They will turn on each other, on everybody. They have no love. Those are not truly children of God, so I don't mean them. But don't hate them. They know not what they do. They've been lied to as well. So this guy, Graham Platner. A graham cracker is a cookie, right? All right. He was running for Senate over there somewhere. And they start to say that they accused him of things. And all of a sudden, the women came out of the woodwork 100 years later, give or take. And all of a sudden, they're accusing this man. And whether it's true or not, I don't care. And I don't know, and I don't care. That's not my concern. That's between graham cracker and those women. And then those Democrats who were supporting him, all of a sudden now that these women have said what they said about him, whether it's true or not, they're like, oh, you can't run. Like their lives are so perfect, they can run for office and be in office. The children of the lie love judging because it makes their sins in their own mind seem a little less. It's not as big as yours. You're a little better than them because you're judging. And you're being judged. But they have decided that they don't want Graham Platner. And unfortunately, he think he need the world. He's resigning, according to this report. Fox News is reporting, a visible, emotional Graham Platner announced at the end of his Senate campaign after multiple sexual conduct allegations, including a rape accusation, torpedoed his bid.
We believe that for the movement to continue, it can't be me. And for that reason, we are suspending campaign operations. This is incredibly difficult because I know that some will think it's an admission of guilt, and it most certainly is not. We're not doing it because of the allegations. We're doing it because of the structures that are being taken away from us by those in power. And I also feel an immense amount of responsibility to everyone who has worked so hard to get us to where we are.
Amazing. Why is it that the accusers always act like they were victim of a situation, as though they were just doing nothing? All this just happened without their participation at all. Have you noticed the accusers never tell you what they did? It's always one complete side of the story. They never say, well, I did do this. I wanted that. I wanted this, and I did that too. Why is it just always one side? And what's wrong with you that you even take sides? I neither agree or disagree with this situation. I have no idea. And I'm not even concerned. I don't even care about it. I don't even think about it, except it's time to report on it. We're on the radio here. Why do you care at all what happened with Graham and those females who are now coming out and saying whatever they're saying, and it was just all on him? Just think about that. Accusers never tell you the whole story. And there's always two sides to every story. Two devils competing with one another. But one of the devils that's accusing never tell you what they do. It was like they were just hanging around, and these things just happened to them without their participation at all. Grown people. And you believe it. Hell, earth is not heaven, and man is not God. Why would you just believe it? Why not? You weren't there, you don't know, or nothing. Why not just leave it blank? Don't take anyone's side. What's wrong with that? Because human hearts are wicked. And then just think about this. And again, I don't know what happened. I'm not concerned about what happened, anything like that. But I'm trying to encourage you to live your own life, be in the world and not of the world. Why now, when this man is running for office, why now? And just because somebody said it, why do you have to believe it? Just because I said it, don't mean I meant it. 10 years, 20 years, 30 years later, what's wrong with you? Why are your heart so wicked? You weren't there. They come out and say this. I don't know. And if you still want to vote for this man or not, vote for him. Don't be allowing something like that to stop you. You're not going to get anyone any better. The next person got problems too. That's because every human being must be born again. You got to overcome sin. There's not one. Why do you take sides? Why do you do that? When you do it to them, it's going to happen to you. Because you're judging. You're wrong. Whatever happened with Graham Platinum and those females 10 years ago and all this stuff, that was on them. They were grown. And again, I don't know what happened, and I'm not concerned about that. One, I not even believe them. Or not believe. It doesn't even bother me. I do know that man is hated on earth. He's hated because he is, even though he may have turned away from the Father and living in his imagination and serving the devil, he is the Son of God. And the Son of God is hated by the children of evil. It's not just because of physical things that happens. It's spiritual. And men, you are hated. Your mama hates you. Your sister, your aunties, your girlfriends, your female co-workers, women hate men. Because Satan is the woman's God. Eve made that possible. So you have Eve to thank for that, not Adam, but Eve. And Adam made it possible by listening to Eve and the woman becoming his God. And this is what you have now. And women don't, until they wake up and start working on themselves, they see that they really do hate men. And it's not them, but it's the spirit of evil in the heart. They can't help it until they forgive their mothers for turning them away from their fathers. And God forgive them. Now they love all men in the right way. But men, you are hated not because you are male, not because you have or don't have, not because of your color, not because of anything, but your relationship with God. You are sons of God. You just don't know it. And I don't understand why you don't speak out against this stuff. These women, when they do this, I don't know about this situation. I wasn't there. Well, they're trying to destroy you. This is why you should never tell a woman your business, your personal life at all. She will use it against you. Ain't no way around it. And you will have to try to prove to her the rest of your life, which you should never try to prove anything to anyone for any reason. But you shouldn't be doing this, man. And get up, forgive your mother, your mama, so you can get over the fear of women and you will deal with them perfectly. Women will take your children from you and your money and have a thrill from it. The court would tell the woman, he has 50-50 to his children. And she would say, okay, to the court, and then fight you on it when it's time to get your children. Women will even make you pay for babies, support, child support that's not even yours, not even your children, because evil is on the side of the woman. And the court system is supporting evil. When she's crying, she's lying. And talk to some of these women that have now forgiven their mothers. And they're overcoming that fallen state. They'll tell you. They didn't know. They just didn't know. They thought those thoughts and emotions they had were theirs, that they were real. This is not a game. You are hated because of who you belong to. Even if you have turned away and you're living in your imagination, you're living in darkness, and you feel like a woman because you get angry like a woman, you judge like a woman, you become like your mama. You're still the son of God. You just left home and you're living in the jungle of your imagination and emotions. And whomever the Democratic Party picked now to run for Senate, it's going to be the same. It ain't going to be no better. Things are not going to get better. But this is hell on earth, and human beings are evil. You don't know the depths of evil inside of human beings until you overcome it yourself. 888-77-JESSE. I'll be right back. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Seven seven five three seven seven three. There is something greater than you or me or anyone else, anything else. But it's inside of you. It's above, and it is inside of you. You got to look within. And when you look within, know thyself, you will find it. It'll make you free. It will make you free. Anyway, I will do personal shout-outs for you. I do personal shout-outs. Wedding shout-outs, engagement shout-out, encouragement shout-out, congratulations shout-outs, birthday shout-out, whatever the shout-out is, shout-out. And they are amazing. I will do them for you. For personal shout-outs, go to Cameo, C-A-M-E-O, .com/Jesse Lee Peterson or shoutout.fans/Jesse Lee Peterson. All right. And we just released a brand new newsletter. If you like a free copy of it at no cost, a way of giving back and saying thank you, go sign up for the newsletter at rebuildingdemand.com/subscribe. Rebuildingdemand.com/subscribe. And did you see Billy yesterday on Punchy? Billy on Punchy.tv. He records a live, brand new live episode every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Check it out, podcast, Punchy.tv. Billy's on fire. And it's a different kind of fire. Low energy fire, but fire. Fire! Amazing, huh? Before I go to the calls, I want to show you another example. Again, that guy Plattner, he's resigning from his run. And whatever happened with he and those females was between them. And them alone, I am not concerned about that at all. And if you have any concern about the government, you want someone to run your government that gonna put your country first, put you first, the American citizen first. And so far, Trump is the only one that's done that and is doing that. And Trump seemed not to be caring of or thinking about what y'all or anyone else think about him. I love that. I love it. That's what we need. You got to be in the world and of the world. You have to overcome sin, meaning your heart has to change from hate to love. Love God with all your heart, soul, and might, and love your neighbor. Love your enemies. You can't hate your enemies because your true enemy is not on the outside of you. It's on the inside of you. Your thoughts and your imagination are just yours. They're happening in you. Trump on Plattner rape allegations. A lot of people say big falsehood. That's according to Ground News. Y'all don't know. Trump said it's big false allegation. A lot of people say big falsehood. He said it on Wednesday on Air Force One. Made it before Plattner suspended his campaign. Well, y'all don't know. Whether it's true or not, I don't know, and I'm not concerned. But to allow women to accuse men of stuff like that, there's not one man on the planet that should either be agreeing with it or against it. Because you don't know that women have been given permission to destroy men. And you have been told, don't fight back and believe every woman. They're telling you to believe every devil. Believe the devil. Just because the devil said it, you got to believe it. No, you don't. And when you support these females and doing this kind of stuff, you're supporting your own destruction. I can't tell you the number of men over the years that I've counseled and are counseling with where they have been accused of. I don't know almost don't even know one who has not been accused of this kind of stuff. And y'all believe it just because someone said it. It ain't your business, first of all. But I would not go along with this stuff if I were you. Do what you want. You don't have to be for or against it. You don't have to make a choice in this. That between the people, the accuser and accusee. Why you got to jump on it? Your heart is wicked. That's why. 888-775-3773. Let me give you, I want you to look at the devil. Look this devil in the face and tell me what you see. All right? Just look at it. Don't judge it. Don't be for or against it. But just watch this person and tell me what you see. This so-called black actress, Jennifer Lewis, make a similar video about complaining about white people, whatever that means. This is from Grok. And again, I want you to leave some space between this video, this female, and you, and tell me what you see, really. Just avoid what the thoughts are telling you about it, and just watch it. This is how you discover the truth, is when you stand apart from the lie. All right? One of the reasons I still support the Great White Hope is because I realized when he first ran for president, he announced that he was running. I'm like, okay, this man seems to be legitimate. I'm going to leave a space between the president and me, and I'm just going to observe him. I'm not going to make him my God. I'm not going to be for or against. I'm a watch. And so if he does or say things that I disagree with, nothing will change. And lo and behold, that's what happened. I don't agree with the president. He hired all these women in leadership role. But he's still doing an amazing job. I don't know why he's doing it. Maybe he's doing it for the bosun or whatever. I don't know. But it's still working. He's doing an amazing job. And those females who does not do a good job, they gone. He let them go. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back. But nothing changed. I'm not turning. If you know the human being, turn on you just like that. Like they're better than you. Like they have nothing wrong. But I want you to watch this video without judgment, meaning don't listen to what the thoughts are telling you. This is from Grok. In a black and white video clip, so-called actress Jennifer Lewis became emotional while claiming white people are killing black children. But you're not going to see her making I haven't seen it. A video said, we gave you the reports of something like 90% of homicides have been done by black people. We read that to you yesterday. Gave that to you yesterday. Where's Jennifer's video about that? White people have nothing to do with it. So watch this without judgment. So according to FBI data and CDC mortality record, 90% of black male homicide victims across the United States were killed by black men. Over 22,000 killings since the start of 2024, with zero attributed to white supremacy. Zero, according to this report. Isn't that amazing? Where's the video, Jennifer? You don't love those black children that are being killed by other black people? Where's the video, Jennifer? Where's your love for them? Why do you only love them when white people have been accused of doing something? Where's your love for the black 22,000 killing just since 2024? Watch this from Ed. Jennifer Post reads, my sincere condolences. I'm gonna do it like she's doing it. I'm gonna do it like she does it. With this big nappy fro. Not a mirror fro, it's a dry afro. My sincere condolences to all the families around the world who have lost their children to so much hatred. She act like she's so hurt over this Mississippi boy that they can't find right now. They say he was the only black boy was some white boys. They can't find him. And Jennifer just, my condolences out to all the families around the world. Where's that same condolence to black families who have lost family members to other black people? Where's that stupid look? And then she goes, hashtag Nolan Wells, hashtag stop killing our children, hashtag vote gov. But no hashtag, vote, no hashtags for, what? What are you saying, Derek? Oh, thank you. Derek talked to me about his hashtag vote gov. You all remember we told you this, we gave you a story about a Penn State student who, according to report, walking home from a bar late at night, trying to, you know, get home, and two black guys tried to take his phone. He tried to get his phone back. They killed him. Where is the vote hashtag for William Billy Smith? That was from ABC. He was 22 years old. But watch this without, just watch it. And I want to know what y'all think about this. This is from X. This is. Oh, I'm gonna be quiet. Let y'all hear it.
Stop killing our children, son of a bitch. We don't care if you think you're rich. We love our children and the color of their skin, and we're getting tired of being called as the next of kin. You twisted monsters are going too far. Don't you know your own children will suffer if you keep magnifying this civil war?
Oh, but none of that drama for the 22,000 killings since the start of 2024 by other black men, black people toward black people. Where's that kind of drama? I can see her now because she's a black female. I can see her after that making that video and they turned the camera off and everything. Oh, how did I do, child? That was good. Oh, baby, did I do it right? Did I look serious? What did you think about that, child? I was good, huh? Oh, ka 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 ka. That was just drama. An actor on a stage. And the whole world is a stage. And everybody playing a part. The curtain goes up. And the action starts. It's all drama. Somebody needs a close friend that knows this female need to ask her, why do you make a video about like that for the black on black killing? Why, Jennifer? Why are you so upset or pretending to be over one boy down in Mississippi that you think, because we don't know yet, was killed by white boys? How are they killing our children? 888, what a mess, huh? Earth is not heaven. And man is not God. Human beings are evil. They have no love at all. Zero. Christ were ask, how can I enter into the kingdom of heaven? He didn't say believe in the cross, that I died on the cross and ruined in the blood. He didn't say it was in the blood. It was quite simple. He said, follow me. Pick up your little ego and follow me. Love the Father, God, with all your heart, soul, and might, and love your enemy. That's all it takes to enter into the kingdom. There's not one person on the planet who believed in the blood and in the cross that have entered into the kingdom. They have no peace. They're still miserable, and they still cry at night. They're still emotional. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Los Angeles and talk to first-time caller Caesar. Caesar, you are on the air.
What's up, J.O.P.?
All is well, Caesar.
My brother put you up on game with you, man.
Right.
I got three questions for you, man. That's it. Quick little 3 minutes.
Okay.
The first one is, what is a man? Define a man on your behalf.
What do you think it is?
No, I'm asking you.
No, what do you think it is?
A provider.
What do you mean?
A provider. Come on.
But you mean like if he's married with children?
Correct.
How about if he's not married or no children?
Then he's whack. Then he's not a man. he's a child. Yeah, he's still a baby.
A man is a male who loves God. God.
Let's go. Talk to me, J.O.P.
Hold on, buddy. With all his heart, soul, and might, and love his enemy.
I love that. I love that. Second question.
I can't hold on. I can't be questioned. I got so many people waiting, but call me again, all right? 888-7753-773. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. I can't go through an interview, buddy. Josh out of Georgia, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Josh. Georgia, on my mind.
Yes, sir. Yep. I was calling for that biblical question.
Do you love America? How do you know?
No, I do not. And I have two reasons why.
Why?
I realize that. First one
so
is...
You know, how do you know you do not love America? Number one.
Yeah, number one, no man can love. And I realize that because, you know, I was raised to hate America and to hate white people. And that's what the whole black culture is since the civil rights movement. That was the whole purpose of that. And, you know, we celebrated Kwanzaa to rival Christmas, Juneteenth to rival 4th of July. And, you know, we call ourselves African Americans in the black national anthem. So I was raised that way.
When you were growing up, they had Kwanzaa?
Yeah, I grew up celebrating Kwanzaa. I know all the stupid principles. It's just straight up communism in Swahili. They use Swahili word.
But I didn't know that you grew up with Kwanzaa. What the?
Yeah, in the 90s, yeah. It's about hating Christmas. That's what it's about. Yeah. It's about hating white people and Christmas in America.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, but the point is that, you know, I guess something else.
Number one, you know that you don't love America because?
Because I was raised to hate America, and something else let me see past that and see that it was a lie.
And
I don't take credit for that.
And number two?
And then number two, I see that, like no man can love because it's like Peter in the Bible. He loved Jesus, and he walked on water with Jesus, and he cut the guy's ear off when they came to arrest Jesus. But at the same time, he got lost in the thoughts and denied that he knew him three times, you know, when they were beating him up. So he loved Jesus, but a man can't love, so no man can love.
Amazing. So you don't love America.
No, God in me loves America, but not me. I don't take credit for it.
Amazing. I appreciate that, Josh, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
Okay. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Super, super.
Super chat.
So I'll let me come to a break. Well, we got to wait.
You think so?
Let's try.
Okay. Tobin from Australia, 5 Coffees. Hey, Jesse, please record a new silent prayer video, and thanks for your invaluable work.
Thank you. I'll look at that. I appreciate it. Thank you.
And we'll have to read the rest later, y'all.
Amazing. Thank you. Let me take a quick break. 2 more hours to go. Bible Thump of Thursday. Hate news is coming right now, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without. Because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality.
A whole lot of mess.
going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour one of Bible Thumper Thursday, y'all. And it is July 9th, AD 2026. And you can call in. I believe there is one line open. 888-77-JESSE. 888-775-3773. J-E-S-S-E, y'all. And we'll get to more of your super chats, more of your calls, and more great stories. Nice. But it is fake news, not fake news. Dangerously high temperatures, according to Comedy Nonsense Network, CNN, will roast parts of the USA starting this weekend as part of a major shift in weather patterns. The East Coast was in the hot seat last week, and the West is next up for a heat dome. A heat dome, a large area of high pressure that stalls over an area and traps heat. Whatever. It will drive temperatures well into the triple digits Fahrenheit, of course. That means over 100 degrees or about 100 degrees or more in some locations. And Graham Plattner, you heard about this earlier this hour. Maine Democrat Senate nominee Graham Plattner voted in to be the candidate among the Democrats overwhelmingly, decisively, I think. He stated in a video statement Wednesday that he was suspending his campaign, as you watched earlier this hour, presented by JLP. So he's suspending his campaign. That clears the way for the party, the Democrat Party, to select a new candidate to take on Republican or Republicant Senator S. Susan Collins, a rhino who's been there for quite some time. One of the most important contests of November's midterm elections, so says Commie Nonsense. Plattner's decision comes after a woman told Commie Nonsense Network and Politico that he R-worded her. Raped? While he was heavily intoxicated nearly 5 years ago when they were in a casual dating relationship, an allegation that Plattner denies. Anyway, Iran, the Middle East, saw waves of attacks for a second day today as the U.S. and Iran traded strikes again. The U.S. military said that they hit 90 targets along Iran's coastline, while Iran's Revolutionary Guards said they targeted U.S. bases in Kuwait and Bahrain with drones and missiles in response. The Wall Street stocks that have fueled Wall Street's powerful AI rally, artificial intelligence rally, they're suddenly under pressure as investors evaluate rising tensions in the Middle East, take profits after a historic run, and reassess where to find value after months of hitting record highs. Chip stocks, whatever that is, have dropped in recent weeks. Weighing on the S&P 500, whatever that is, and the NASDAQ Composite, whatever that is, which are down almost 2 to 5% respectively. 2%, 5% respectively since June. Don't ask me. And parasitic infection. This is crazy. Watch out. A nasty stomach bug causes weeks of debilitating diarrhea. Weeks. Cramps and bloating has spread across several states, at least a few. Federal health officials say, CDC, FDA, talking about, they've been investigating several clusters of cases in Illinois, New York, Pennsylvania, and Texas, which appear to be linked to Mexican-style restaurants, a grocery chain, and a catered event, according to a CDC email obtained by CNN, Comedy Nonsense Network. Interesting. I wonder which grocery chain that would be. So watch out for a stomach bug, especially in those states. Parasitic infection. Anyway, that New York City high-rise, workers are in the process of stabilizing that Midtown Manhattan high-rise building. They're converting it from office to apartments, and it partially buckled. Structural columns did. Partially collapsed. People evacuated several other buildings in the area, too. Crazy. So I don't know what'll happen. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
It's why history, Mom. I'm gonna
what he's doing wrong. So be sure to tell everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be white history.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Happy White History Month. July is White History Month, and you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, do you love America? Do you love America? How do you know? How do you know you love America? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about running around and you just got to run, you take your kid to a socialist public school because you don't love them enough to teach them at home, you'd rather get your ego fulfillment by going to work. Or you just got to go work out or whatever. You can podcast and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me a coffee.com/JLP talk or Bon JLP Cash App. Bon JLP Cash App. Nick, who put that video? You put that video together?
That new biblical question video is Derek.
Oh, Derek, he black.
Yeah.
Derek did that?
And he did, yeah.
white on the inside, black on the outside, my producer. That was a nice video with the prayer video. But it is Thursday. And we take all calls, but Thursdays is and will always be Bible Thumper Thursday.
All right, brother. Are you ready?
He's drunk as a bastard.
He's drunk as a badger.
Oh, a badger.
Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
Oh, shut that mouth.
Shut that mouth. Shut that mouth.
Fire. White people ain't got no business acting like that. That's a black church. What the? Becoming what you hate. Hake. Hake. Let's do the super super.
Nice. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Thank you, Tom from Australia, for your five coffees who had said, hey, Jesse, please record a new silent prayer video, and thanks for your invaluable work.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate that.
Thanks again.
Yeah.
Jamie, five coffees. Have you ever thrown a toothpick into a volcano?
No. But okay. Have you?
No. I don't know if I've been to a volcano.
I mean, it looked like I went to one that was like, it did happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know where, if I saw it in Hawaii or somewhere else.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've seen them, but never thrown a toothpick. In there.
Robert, 10 coffees. Thanks, Jesse and crew. Keeping it pithy.
Amazing. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Very generous as well.
Yeah.
Half Black Tony, everybody want to be friends till they disagree.
That's for sure. Very good point. What the? Thank you.
Half Black Tony said, Mama said you lucky I brought you into this life. What the?
Mama act like she made you. I made you. I had you. I brought you in this life, and I'll take you out. What an evil person, huh? What the? She ain't God. She didn't make you. All she did was lay down and let the man put the bread in the oven. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Allison Cole. Good morning. Good morning, Jesse. What does the Great White Hope have to say today in White History Month?
Let me check. I want to hear y'all White History moments. Hero as well. Heroes.
We are going to drain the swamp in Washington, D.C.
It was loud, huh?
Yeah.
Did his voice get stronger or something?
Well, because you're further off from the mic, the mic is turned up higher.
Oh.
And you put him right up close to the mic, so he blasted our ears.
The Great White Hope.
Sorry, headphones users. Rest in peace, ears. And Allison continues, thank you, Jesse. Celebration hands, heart, and flag.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
American flag, that is.
Right on.
Angband Art says, don't take sides unless you at McDonald House.
How about live a life without being for or against anything and see what happens? Don't live like the world. The world is of their father, the devil. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Angband Art. JV, the great people blame Erica, Trump, Israel, white people, America. Maybe the problem is the person you see in the mirror.
I rest my case.
Indeed.
Have you ever gone to the gates of hell?
I've never.
In Israel?
Never been.
If y'all ever go to Israel, and I highly recommend you do, visit the gates of hell. It's in the old city, one of the old cities there. It is very interesting. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, and I won't back down. No, I stand my ground, and I won't back down. Nick, you gone to the gates of hell in Israel?
No, never.
Are you going to visit and visit the gates of hell?
I don't know if, why, so you went, I don't have to go in them, right?
No, you okay. Can't, they recommend you don't go down in there. That is where, that's it.
So, I mean, I guess I'll go.
I can see myself looking at it now.
But it's kind of scary.
Huh?
I said, I guess I'll go, but it's kind of scary.
You can go, yeah, you can go right there, right up to it. I'm
trying to get a better picture.
But you can't go in there. And the blackness at the gates of hell is not like, that's it, man. Wow. You see a hate.
What the?
Cool.
But when you're standing there, too, even at the gates, right there in the cave, the doorway of the cave, the blackness is like you've never seen before.
Yeah. Right on.
Amazing.
The gates of hell.
The gates of, the word talk about the gates of hell. Will not prevail. And they say Christ was there when he said that. The gates of hell will not prevail.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Alexander, thanks, JV, the great.
Thank JV Lewis, you started.
Alexander from Florida, three coffees. Happy White History Month, Jesse.
Thank you. Happy White History Month. I appreciate it.
I've often heard, quote, you are your own worst enemy, unquote. Yeah. Who are our enemies and how can we know them? And who are our neighbors beyond the people who live next door?
Are those questions for me?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not just saying that?
Who are our neighbors and...
Okay.
Who are our enemies and who are our neighbors?
Your enemy is every thought, so-called good one or bad one, that you have. Every emotion. The so-called good emotion, love, feel good, or bad emotion are your enemies. Every thought. The up and down, whatever they are. And your neighbor is your fellow man, human beings. Humans are your neighbors. And you have to love them. And when you don't love them, no matter what, you hate God. And what you're doing to them, you're doing it to Christ. Amazing, huh? Human beings are your neighbors, and your enemies are within. Every thought, all thoughts, all lies, all the time, because they are your enemies. Amazing. Thank you.
Eric, five coffees. When men make illogical allegations, men shame the man. When women make illogical allegations, women encourage the woman.
That's a good point. A man should never go agree with this stuff against another man. Never. Because you're sons of God, you're supposed to lead the way, not join into the discussion like a female. How are you going to help the female if you're doing it acting like her? You're supposed to, Adam said, Eve, what have you done? I told you not to listen to the devil. You're not supposed to agree with the woman. What the? Amazing. Thank you. See, not even your mama. Thank you.
Sion says, good morning, Jesse Lee. Hugging emoji. Soon as you said, just because somebody said it, why do you have to believe it? I knew you were going to sing just because I said it. Don't mean I meant it. And I sang with you, LOL. You see how much I know you? Hug, pink heart, ice cream, coffee.
Amazing. Good morning, Sion, and hug back. A tight one. Thank you. That's amazing, huh? Just because I said it. Don't mean I meant it. You heard that song before?
I'm sure I have.
Okay. Thank you, Sion. Amazing.
JV the Great, she looks like a demon.
I rest my case.
Jennifer Lewis
with that stupid video, pretending to be so hurt, but feel nothing about the two, according to a report, 22,000 black by killed by other black. Nothing. They don't feel anything about that. But she is ticked pretending about the so-called Mississippi thing. Amazing. Thank you.
Jess bought a coffee. Jesse, yesterday my son had a golf tournament, and his opponent's caddy was the child's mother. As he's walking off to tee off, she hands her son a phone and makes him take a picture of her pushing the golf bag. I was like, what the? All for the ego. I was like, wow, women really are evil.
I rest my case.
LOL.
Amazing. Thank you.
Half Black Tony says, let me know when y'all make a trip to the gates of hell so I can join the group.
Right on. We may take a trip soon. The gate, you're going to go to the gates of hell. You're going to go where Christ was put into the cave when he was died, and they put the rock over the cave. You seen that? Hey, they rolled the rock over the cave once they put him in the grave.
Right.
You're going to visit that. You're going to amazing place, the Dead Sea, where the water is nothing but salt. And you can swim in the water. And if you're black, you don't have to worry about drowning. You cannot drown in the Dead Sea. Isn't that amazing? Thank you. We'll let you know.
Christian Rom has been a member for 13 months.
Thank you, Christian. I appreciate it.
And says, a mix of a smart young man's politics and Jesse's understanding of God makes for as complete understanding of the truth as it gets.
Amazing. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Very nice. And thank you all. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all for your support. It's amazing. I heard that, actually. You heard, wasn't it?
About the Dead Sea.
Oh.
And floating in it.
I know. It was fun. And then in the Jordan River, I believe, we got baptized in that water. And we did the baptism the way Christ was baptized by that guy. Who baptized Jesus?
John the Baptist.
John the Baptist. You don't throw the person over like this. You dunk, you push them down in the water.
Nice.
You put your hand on their head.
Yeah.
And they go down in the water instead of back. That way the water has to go all up in your nose.
Right.
Gabe is out of Sacramento, California. Gabe, you are on the air.
Jesse, how's it going?
All this
Happy
well.
White History Month.
Happy White History Month, Gabe. Thank you.
Yeah, this morning I wanted to do a couple things. My white history individual would be, you like Putin so much. Talk about it.
The three heroes.
Not Putin so much. I know he's on the dream team.
Donald Trump, Netanyahu, and Putin, the dream team.
Yes, sir. Well, there is another individual from Russia. His name is Peter the Great. I wrote my first college paper on him. My degree is in history, and Peter the Great is the reason Russia has a naval force and why they're so strong around the world today. But it's because of that man, that white man.
Amazing. Thank you, man. What the? I appreciate it.
Yeah. And then, what's that? I'm sorry.
I said, White History Month.
It is. But I wanted to Bible thump a little this morning and answer the biblical question.
Okay.
Bible thump. I know everyone will talk about that one time when Jesus was angry and tipping the tables, and then they'll say, be angry and sin not. And then the verse I have for it is from Colossians 3. And then when people are always saying, Paul said, be angry and sin not. But he later said, these things we must drop. And the very first thing that he mentioned was anger. And I think it's Colossians 3:8.
Right on. They, the human beings think that Christ had emotions like them. And so they've been lied to about that situation, by the way. But they think Christ had emotions like them because they're still in a fallen human state, which is of the devil. And they associate that with Christ, and it's just not true. Christ had the same non-emotional, dispassionate love that his father had, God. He didn't have the love that Satan had, which is not love at all. Amazing. Thank you for that.
Of course, yeah. And then answering the biblical question.
Do you love America? How do you know?
I love America, and the way that I know is just like I went to my parents and forgave them. I love America so much that I'm willing to let America ruin itself. So America's voting in these crazy people from different countries. So I love them enough to let them recognize their wrongdoing.
Amazing, man. That's interesting. I got to hold my response, but I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
So I'm looking at Colossians 3:8 right now. But now ye also put off all these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Colossians 3:8. Amazing. Thank you, man.
Yes, sir. I thought that would be a good one for Bible Thumping Thursday.
It is a very good one. I appreciate it. And stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month to you as well. Right. I said it to somebody the other day, like 2-3 days ago, and they wanted to fight.
Really?
They did, and I just go, oh, sorry, and I started walking back. And
right on.
Walked away from them.
Was it a white person?
No.
It was a black.
She was black.
She black.
It's
amazing how these people hate the people that founded the country that made it possible for them to live in. It's mind-blowing. But I understand they've been lied to. Thank you, Gabe. I appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Jesse. It was good talking to you this morning, and happy White History Month.
Thank you, buddy. You too. Amazing. Let me go to Juan. A first-time caller out of California. Juan, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse Lee. Hey. Long-time listener.
Thank you, Warren. That's amazing.
Yeah, happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month.
Yeah, so real quick, I do have a White History Month. White person should be acknowledged.
Okay.
John Schaefer, he is the founder, guitar player for a band called Iced Earth. He was also involved in the January 6th Capitol break-in or whatever. Yeah.
Amazing.
But before that, he was also one of my favorite guitar players before that.
Right on. Did he go to jail?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, he did.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and of course, the Great White Hope got him out.
Right. Amazing. Yeah. Well, thank you for that White History moment. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So on another topic, get a little deeper. So,
are you
like
on
I said,
a
I've been
speaker a, or something?
No, I'm not. But I, you know what?
Are you on
the Bluetooth?
Are you on the Bluetooth?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, stay close to your phone and let's see, let's work with it. Go ahead.
Yeah. So. Okay, so like I said, I've been listening to you for a long time. I've been doing the silent prayer. I've been giving my mother and my dad all of that.
Yeah.
And actually, you had a caller not too long ago call about working on themselves and then falling back into not working on themselves.
Right.
Yeah, so that's kind of like what I'm dealing with. It's like, what can I do now that I'm trying to work on myself again?
Why did you stop?
I just got distracted with hell again, in other words.
And so what is it like for you now?
Hell.
Meaning what?
Yeah, it's just life isn't as pleasant. Struggling with things that I didn't used to struggle with.
Yeah.
That I used to struggle with in the past and I wasn't struggling with when I was working on myself. And now I see. Now I see the not doing the silent prayer and whatnot got me back to where I'm at.
That's right. And you've heard me warn people or encourage people that if you're not ready for this journey, don't even start it. Because once you start it, and if you fall back into the darkness of your heart, mind, you're going to, the hell you're leaving is going to be way worse than the hell you're coming back to. But here's what I recommend, Juan. Just go back to the silent prayer. Don't believe anything the thoughts are telling you. When they say, you're not going to make it back. You're falling so far back. Now you're back in hell. You're not getting out. Don't believe it. You just watch that. And no matter how the fear come or the pain come or the loneliness or anything, just be aware of it. Go about your day. Do nothing about how you what you're thinking or feeling. Live with it, sleep with it, drive with it, eat with it, walk with it, and do nothing. Be out in the desert and you don't see your way out. The light will come and it'll bring you back. God is not holding that against you. So don't listen to what the devil's telling you, and you're back home right away.
Okay, so like, when I'm having these thoughts, and I recognize them, like the thought that I'm having, recognizing them, and like seeing them, and like the thought that I'm going, oh, wait a second, I'm back into just drifting or whatnot. Like, is that a thought also? Or
yes, that's a thought. And it's straight out of hell, and don't believe it. Just watch it, and it's gonna try to. It's gonna imitate your voice. It's gonna tell you, "Oh, you're drifting back into hell. Look at here." Don't believe it. Don't react to it at all. Give it no cooperation at all, and you're fine.
Okay. Got it. I'll work on that.
Yeah. Just don't. I promise you, if you didn't. Don't give thoughts any cooperation at all. You'll see they're going to scream and yell because they don't want you to come out of the darkness because they are the darkness, and they don't want you to come out. So they're going to yell. They're going to scream. They're going to say, oh, this is too painful. How long would this happen, last? What's going to happen to me? And all kind of stuff. But those voices are not yours, and they're not from God. Just be aware.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'll have to work on that. It's just, so, like, I have to do it all over again.
You don't have to do it over again. Just right now is what you have. That's all you have. Forget about all over again. Don't think about the past or future. Because the moment you realize that, you know what, I came back into the devil. That's stupid. I'm wrong. And you're right back with the Father. There's no starting over. It's always right now.
Wow. Got it. Okay.
Because human beings who are evil and the devil wants you to think, oh, you got to start all over again. No such thing, because all over doesn't even exist. All you have is right now. The eternal life is always right now. So it's always now. God is always right now. The truth is always right now. It's not in the past. It's not in the future. It's always right now. So you're fine.
Wow, thank you. Yeah, like I feel like somehow, like, somewhere inside of me, like, I already knew that, but just to hear it from you means a lot. Thank you so much, Jesse.
Right, and the reason when you hear it, it makes sense, because it is already in you. We already know the truth. Every man, every woman know the truth. It's just that we've forgotten it. And now that you return it back to the truth, you're starting to remember the truth. So you just stay with that, and you're going to remember more and more truth. And you and the Father are one. You'll be fine, all right?
Yeah. It like I said, it just seems like everything's, like, coming more difficult this time around.
Right. But that's because you went back into darkness. So, again, just stay with the silent prayer every morning, every night. And then during the day, be aware of where you are and what you're doing. And when you do that, you're back. All is well. No such thing as troubles.
Wow, thank you so much, Jesse.
Amazing.
Amazing. One last thing. What does the Great White Hope have to say for us today?
I'm glad you asked. Ask. Let me check.
Ask.
They say, is Donald Trump an intellectual? Trust me, I'm like a smart person.
Amazing.
The Great White Hope.
The Great White Hope. Happy White History Month.
Thank you. And happy White History to you, Juan. Stay with it, all right?
Thank you so much, Jesse. You've been a blessing to my life. Thank you.
Stay with it. Are you in Los Angeles or somewhere else in California?
Pretty much Los Angeles, Carson. Carson,
okay.
California, LA County, yeah.
Try to make the men's form. If you can't make Sunday, try to make Sunday, but at least try to make the men's form on the first Thursday night of the month.
As long as you don't make me get up on stage, I'll go.
All right.
Okay, Jesse, thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Okay, bye
thank
now.
You.
Super.
Super chat.
Nice. Super chat. Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, Jermaine had to point out that I missed this one. Good morning, Jesse, Hake, Derek, Anchor Baby, Kurt, Billy, and everyone behind the scene. Is Bible Thumper Thursday out loud? Buddy attack. Then when you see him, he morphs. Laughing face, scream emoji, laughing sideways. He must be a Power Ranger.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it. Good morning, you. Happy White History Month.
Jay Magner, I listen both in the mornings and again while working third shift.
Nice.
Great insight.
Thank you.
Walking Roscoe, happy White History Month. My shout-out for this month goes to Kyle Rittenhouse. At 17, he stood up to communist tyrants a few years ago. I'll leave that at that.
Amazing.
I'll leave it at that. Love y'all, Rich in Germany.
Thank you, Rich. All the way from Germany. Shout-out to Kyle Rittenhouse. Where is he? Is he now? I wonder what he's doing in life.
Right. Me too.
Amazing. Quick break. Thank you all. I'll be right back.
Thank you, guys.
Mm-hmm.
we have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. today and every day, Monday through Friday. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific. The guy with the good hair. And then the American Anchor, baby. The American Anchor, baby. From 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time, and tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv at 11 a.m., a fun, interesting talk with Dr. Linda Lee Tarver. She is a nationally recognized election integrity expert, civil rights leaders, and the president of Tarver Consulting. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Election integrity expert. What does that mean?
Looking at some vulnerability in our election system or cheating.
What are civil rights?
Civil rights is now abused and used for purposes that are more nefarious than we can imagine. Racism is not a satanic word.
Yes, it is. If it's a lie, it is of the devil. Did God send you the head of that house or your wife?
Head of your home.
What kind of Bible is that? Oh, fun. God said, husband, you're the head of your wife, not the house. It's her job to run the house, meaning to cook, clean, wash your children, watch over your children, iron your clothes, wash and iron your clothes, make quilts, and be pregnant and barefoot in the kitchen. You can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel, or jesselepeterson.locals.com, and I appreciate it. Let me go to Rob, a first-time call out of Kentucky. Rob, you are on the air.
Good morning.
Hey, Rob. It's not Rob, it's Rod, right?
Yes.
Hey, Rod. My bad.
Hey, Jesse. Look, that's a very, very interesting question. America is really a complex place.
The biblical question?
Yes.
Do you love America? How do you know? Do you love America?
I'm going to put it this way. Okay, you always stress during the silent prayer. So I'm going to just kind of tilt this toward what God would want us to do. I guess he wants us to, in some sort of way, try to submit.
You're so, not on a speaker phone, right? Rod?
Okay, now I'm back. I guess he doesn't really want us to hate someone just because of their political beliefs. But when it comes down to God, I guess he wants us to more or less obey your leaders and to submit to them. You know, I don't really know. I don't quote scriptures, but, like, for example, keep watch over your souls and souls to have to give an account.
Come back to your lastly, you're not supposed
believers
to,
are urged
you're not
to
supposed
let,
to submit to a leader.
Well, not submit in terms of
not even obey
you know,
your leaders,
just agreeing with everything they do, but
don't even
when
obey
you say
them.
Do the solemn prayer, huh?
You're not supposed to obey them either.
Well, you said you have to love them,
right? But not obey
them. That's kind of contradictory.
What do you mean?
Well, you could be deemed an enemy of the state if you're going against your government.
How is that?
That's a complex question.
Are you responding to the "Do you love America?" question?
Yes. Let me just put it this way.
Do you love America?
I have to answer it this way. I don't think I hate America. I may not necessarily go on with every single individual person's political beliefs, as well as their other miscellaneous beliefs. But I don't see myself as a hater of America.
And how do you know you? But, how do you know?
Well, I'm not bragging, but I more or less go along with the rules and regulations, the laws, and stuff like that. But I don't consider myself a hater of America.
And you know that because you go along with the laws, you say?
More or less. And specifically, you also say that I don't think humans can truly love. We just use that in a de facto kind of way.
No, but no human being is capable of loving.
Well, that answers the question right there. So the only thing is you should do the best you can.
So your question,
you may not be able to.
But what does
you
that
really
have to
can't.
Do with America? Your question is, do you love America? And you said that.
Well, since humans can't love, I mean, it would be contradictory for me to say that I love America. Think about it. If I say I love Jason, we're not capable of truly loving. That's kind of contradictory.
And so you say you don't love America then?
No, I said I don't hate America.
And how do you know?
Well, the only thing I can say is I go along with their rules and regulations, putting it simply.
So you don't hate America, and the reason you know it is that you keep the rules and regulations. I appreciate that, Rod, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate that.
All right, thank you.
Let me ask, have you dropped your anger? Oh, he's gone. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to first-time caller out of Virginia. First-time caller out of Virginia is not that. Eric out of Virginia,
yeah.
You are on the air.
Wow. How's it going, Jesse?
All is well, Eric. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month.
Thank you.
What was the biblical question?
Do you love America? How do
yeah.
you know?
I know I love America because I love God. I love my parents. I love my family. I love my wife.
So you say, yes, you do love America, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
How do you know?
Because I love God. I love my parents. I love the history of this country. Supposedly, I'm like, one of my relatives said that we was related to Thomas Jefferson or whatever. So I think I got some skin in the game.
And so do you love your slaves?
I'm sorry?
Do you love your slaves?
My slaves?
Didn't Thomas Jefferson have slaves at one time?
Probably. He probably did.
So how do you know you love your parents and everybody that you named off? How do you know your wife and everyone? How do you know you love them?
Because I've felt so much love in my life from God and from my family. It's amazing.
Amazing. And what does love feel like from God?
man, it's the best thing ever.
What does it feel like?
It's hard to describe, Jesse. It's good.
And have you forgiven your mother?
I don't really know that my mother's done anything wrong, but I'll look into it.
Have you forgiven your mother?
I don't really know that she's done anything wrong, but I will re-examine that.
Have you forgiven your mother?
I know that I've forgiven her for something, but she's a good woman. She's a godly woman.
No such thing as a good godly woman. Have you forgiven your mother?
Yeah, I've forgiven her for anything.
Did you tell her that?
Yeah.
What did you say to her?
I let her know, you know, I love her and I'm not going to stay mad at her.
So you went to her, that's what you said?
Yeah.
So you haven't forgiven her then?
What you mean?
You didn't tell her you forgive her for what she done to you.
All right.
Why did you do that?
I thought that I had made it pretty clear to her that you know, we're good, all is well, all is forgiven, but
did God tell you to go to your mother and say that, or did he say go and forgive and I will forgive you?
No, you're right.
What? No, did God say go and forgive, or did he say go and say I love you?
Yeah, you're right. No, he probably did say go and forgive.
Probably or did?
Well, I don't have the scripture right in front of me, but that sounds right.
Yeah, and why have you done that?
I've been working up to it.
Why work up to it? Why not just do it?
Huh. You make a good point, Jesse. When she gets up, when I get off from work, I'll tell her.
No, that was a question. Why are you working your way up to it rather than going to her and forgiving her for what she's done to you?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Are you afraid to?
Probably.
And how old are you?
I'm 34.
And have you forgiven your father?
I don't know. I mean, once again, I don't really know what I need to forgive him for, but I mean specifically. Right.
Then why are you afraid of your mother?
I don't know. I guess you kind of afraid of both. I mean, if you grow up with both your parents, you're going to be afraid of both your parents.
And you're afraid of your father too, as well?
Yeah, why? I mean, a little bit.
Why? Why?
I mean, he's a real man. He's tough.
And so if you love God, how is it possible to love God and have fear?
Well, it's probably more of a rational fear.
No such thing as rational fear. In God, there is no fear.
Okay.
How is it possible that you love God and you fear your parents? And you're a grown man.
Well, I don't necessarily fear them like scared to death of them, but I mean, I have respect. I wouldn't really call it a fear.
How can you have respect for someone that you're afraid of?
I'm not sure.
But why do you say you have?
Go ahead.
Why do you say you have respect then, and you're not even loving them enough to go and forgive them?
Okay. Well,
that was a question.
I will.
Your mother was perfect?
She's as close to a saint as any woman I've ever met.
Was your mother perfect?
No, she's not perfect.
And what was imperfect about her?
She's a godly woman.
What was it?
She's a godly woman.
Her imperfectness was that she's a godly woman?
She's as close to a saint as I've ever seen.
What was imperfect about her?
What was imperfect about her?
Yes.
I guess she always had to be right.
She had to be right?
Yeah, some people feel like they got, they can't admit they're wrong, basically.
Right. Give me an example of how she always thought she was right and can't be wrong.
I can't necessarily think of one off the top of my head.
But you do know that she was that way?
Yeah. I mean, more or less.
And how did you feel about her being that way when you were growing up and even now?
There was no love lost for her. I don't know. I had to, it's part of living up to an expectation.
What do you mean?
Well, you live up to your parent. I mean, you honor your father and mother, right?
That's not honoring your father and mother.
So how do you do it then?
You forgive them for what they've done to you. They did their best, and you forgive them so that God can forgive you. And that's all honor is, meaning don't resent them. They did their best. You have to go and forgive them.
Okay.
Your father, what was imperfect about him?
It was imperfect about him?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I mean, he did the best he could.
We know that. I just said that. What was imperfect about him?
Probably temper, I would say.
How is it that you call your mother close to, you have a chicken?
yeah. Sorry about that. We got like a ton of.
Right on. How is it that you call your mother like a saint when she always thought she was right and she was wrong or she would not, and all you guys are afraid to correct her knowing that she's wrong? Why would you say she's like a saint?
Well, I'm not saying everybody was afraid to correct her.
But you are.
As a child.
But you still are.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
I don't think you're 100% on that. I think you own to something. But
am I wrong that you still are afraid to correct her knowing that she's wrong?
No, I don't think you're right about that. I think I'd correct her if she was wrong now.
Do you correct her when she's wrong?
Yeah, I try my best.
Do you correct her when she's wrong?
I do my best. I mean, I'm not going to put my hands on her, but I mean,
You're not supposed to do that, but you're supposed to, you're supposed to say, hey, you're wrong. What do you do when she imposes on you now that you're married, you have your own family, and she still imposes on you? What do you do about that?
She hasn't really done that.
What do you do when she doesn't?
What do I do when she does?
Right.
I would just say, hey, me and my wife was going, we're going to kind of separate or go to our home or whatever the case may be.
Amazing. Does your wife obey you?
Yes.
Your wife obeys?
For the most part.
What?
For the most part.
So does your wife obey you?
Yes.
What do you mean by for the most part?
Well, she can think she's right, too.
Uh-huh. She's just like your mama. You married your mama.
Man. Wow. That's so insightful. That's crazy how you knew that.
You married your mama. Every man marry his mama because he doesn't forgive his mama, so he become attracted to the same spirit. Now you know what your father is going through and has gone through with your mother. He didn't know how to handle your mother either, like you can't handle your wife. Especially,
I'm not gonna reject your correction.
Especially if your mama a godly woman. Oh my Lord, those are the worst ones.
Yo, man, you funny, man. I ain't gonna lie. You right. You right about 99% of the stuff I hear.
is your wife a godly woman too?
Yes. Oh yeah.
Oh God. See, you married your mama.
Wow.
Amazing,
that is,
huh?
Crazy. Amazing.
So you got your work cut out, Eric.
You gotta, yeah.
You got to face your parents, forgive them. They couldn't help themselves. Your mother's mother screwed her up. Your mother hates your father because she hates her father, because her mother made her hate her father when she was a kid. And so if you don't, your wife, you have children? Or you have children?
Not yet. We were pregnant. She was pregnant at one time, but she lost.
Okay.
She lost the baby.
Yeah,
it wasn't her fault or nothing. Just,
we wasn't pregnant. She was pregnant.
Right.
And so unless you forgive your mother, your father, don't ask for forgiveness. Forgive them. God will forgive you. If you should make babies with your wife, she's going to screw your kids up, too.
Oh, Lord. I hope not.
But she won't help it because your wife hates her mother as well.
I can see that because they're kind of a lot alike.
Uh-huh. She become like what she hates. Women become like women become like their mothers, and men become like their mothers, and two devils get together and they fight.
Wow.
Amazing, huh?
Amazing.
Well, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question. It's up to you, but you got to overcome evil, then you will know God. But you're not going to know God until you forgive, and then he'll draw you into the kingdom. And it's going to be amazing. But you got to forgive if you want to know God and be one with him.
Roger that.
Let me know how it goes.
I will. I'll definitely call you back.
I love the sounds of the chicken. It make me think about Sweet Home Alabama.
I know that's right.
I love that sound. Right. Amazing. Thank you, Eric.
Me too. Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesse. Love you, bro.
Love you too, buddy. 888-7753-773. Super chat. You like the sound of the chickens?
I do. It reminds me of hanging out at my friend's house in El Monte, who had Mexican neighbors who had chickens over there.
How about you, Nick?
Yeah, I like listening to that.
That was nice.
Tell them to wake up.
Yeah. I mean, Super.
People cherry pick points to push their agenda, says Smetty.
Right on.
They want a platform and don't have enough sense to know they look like clowns. Social media can be poison.
Amazing. Thank you.
Skull and crossbones emoji.
I appreciate it.
We'll have to read Jim and Alaska's and the rest of y'all's super chats later, y'all.
Hey, Jim, I got to take a break. One more hour to go. Hate news is coming up, not the fake news. I'll be right back. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
There's some serious, ridiculous mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? That E. Jean Carroll woman gonna get, or her lawyers or whatever, gonna get paid that $5.8 million that Trump had deposited to an account in 2023 from that Clinton judge and the ridiculous Manhattan, New York liberal jury judgment saying, oh, he likely touched her. This E. Jean Carroll gal who said, I think most people think rape is sexy. It wasn't, it hurt, she said. Lord, you're very interesting to talk to, she told Anderson Cooper. But yeah, so that money's going to get released. And I think that it might have been that black this black female Biden judge, not to be confused with Ketanji Onyeka Brown Jackson, but some gal, Eunice C. Lee or something, has released that money. Ridiculous. Anyway, this is the end of our... Oh, by the way, rest in peace to Bonnie Tyler, gone too soon, Welsh singer, at the tender age of 75 years old, known for the hit song Total Eclipse of the Heart. She's died, according to a statement on her website, at 75. And, yeah, terrible. And JLP will be right back for Hour 3 of Bible Thumper Thursday, y'all. Hang tight, callers. There's one line open. You can call in right now to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. And it is hate news, not fake news. We'll get to more of your super chats. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLPTalk or on Cash App. Bond JLP is the cash tag, I guess you would call it. When Tristan. By the way, according to CNN, Commie Nonsense Network, more people are charged with damaging the reflecting pool. Officers, as in like police officers, say they detained three people after witnessing them peeling and removing pieces of blue paint, if you will, from the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool. I don't know. And a federal so-called judge, as I mentioned, ordered the release of the money. That $5.8 million payment to E. Jean Carroll, a writer woman who claimed back in 1996. What did they say? AP and Associated Press says, okay, the U.S. so-called Supreme Court recently let that civil verdict stand, clearing the way for that federal so-called judge to release the money. A jury found Trump more likely than not in their ridiculous, slow judgment that he more likely than not attacked E. Jean Carroll in 1996 in a dressing room of a luxury Manhattan department store, Bergdorf's or something, and then defamed her after she described it publicly in a 2019 memoir. Trump called her allegations false, and Trump's lawyers said Wednesday they would continue to appeal and accused of his political opponents of using the legal system against him, which is obviously the case. Nice. Whatever. Okay. Also, oh, let me finish telling you about that high rise. That high rise in Midtown Manhattan, that building, structural columns buckled earlier this week. It was kind of like, I don't know, I haven't seen it. I was going to describe it, but I haven't seen it. I was going to be like AI and make something up. Anyway, city officials have yet to provide a firm timeline as to when those evacuation orders will be lifted. But it's crazy. Many other buildings in that area are also evacuated because, you know, collateral damage does happen. Just look up Building 7. It fell because of all the debris and stuff hitting it, knocking it. And it's true. You guys thinking that you know so much. Also from in the news, well, you already heard about Graham Plattner. He made the announcement Wednesday he plans to withdraw from Maine Senate race and after the so-called sexual assault claim. And his exit could imperil Democrats' attempt to regain power in Washington. Maine is considered a key state for control of the narrowly divided Senate. Democrats were desperate for a candidate capable of defeating Susan Collins. You know they're weak if they can't beat Susan Collins. But she has been there a long time. Anyway, he posted that 11-minute video on social media. Whew, too much. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3. It's why
history month. I'm gonna celebrate with my friends. It's what history month. So be sure to tell everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be white history.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Thank you all for being with me. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, do you love America? How do you know? Do you love America? How do you know? An amazing question for those who want to know themselves. Know thyself. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast the show and still listen as it is happening right in front of your face by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Happy White History Month. It is Thursday. And every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Hey, look, hey, Lord. I found the Lord.
I got what I wanted.
I got what I wanted.
I'll go back to Washington.
I'm going to Washington.
Lord, yes, I will. I'm a Southern Baptist. They don't believe in Baptist. But God said it. I want it.
Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Just thank you. I feel it in my bones. I'm going to tell those bastards when I get back. He said bastard, Jay?
I doubt it.
What did he say?
I wasn't listening.
You said you doubt it?
Yep.
He said, I'm going back. Watch these things. I'm going to tell those bastards. I found the Lord.
Southern Baptists.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to tell those Baptists, I think.
Oh, he said Baptists.
Yeah.
Oh, not bastards.
That would make a lot more sense.
That was so judgmental, hate. I was looking out during the break right now when you're doing the hate news. I was looking outside, but, you know, and it's like such a beautiful morning out there. And one thing I love about the summers, I love seeing beautiful mornings. It's just everything looks so beautiful.
Nice.
You ever get that?
Yep.
It's like you look outside or you go outside. It's like amazing.
Indeed.
Super, super.
Sweet.
Super chat.
Super chats.
It was Jim in Alaska said to the BQ.
Do you love America? How do you know?
Yes, I do, but not in the way I used to. In the military, I was willing to give my life to protect this country at all costs. Now I know it was never my life to give, and it was just another identity I latched onto. Now I just love being in America and not of America.
Amazing. Thank you, Jim. And I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Thank you.
Jamie, with a biblical question answer.
Do you love America? How do you know?
Because of our history, culture, and traditional beliefs. Not the radical left beliefs. Our sports, food, freedom, comfort, strong leader Trump, and so much more. Don't litter, people. Let's keep America clean. That sounds like a yes.
So do you love it or not?
Yes.
Does he love it or not?
I'm going to say yes.
Thank you. What's his name?
Jamie.
Thank you, Jamie. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
Roy M., 90% of black males were killed by other blacks. Over 22,000. I wonder if the black slave owners were the ones who treated the slaves the way they treated each other now. Sound familiar? And there is nothing new under the sun. The educators, the media, etc., blame the whites now just like they did during slavery.
What a mess. Thank you.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
And thank you, guys. I could be mistaken, but I believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. We showed you a video of that female pretending to be mad about whatever happened with the black guy down in Mississippi. Jennifer Lewis, we showed you that, right? Well, and some of you, if you don't know, according to a report, there's one black guy who has three white friends. At least three of them went to, and four of them went on a boat. And when they returned back from the boat ride, the black boy wasn't with them. And so for right now, I don't know if they have found the black boy or what's going on, but all hell is breaking loose. The same hell doesn't break loose when black boys and black girls come up missing either gunshots or whatever by black people. They only get upset when they think a white person has done something to a black person. What the? And so guess who is involved now, according to the report? No, not Jesse Jackson. Jesse Jackson died or something?
Yeah, he did.
I think Jesse Jackson did. Yep. He died, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. No, not Al Sharpton. Guess who it is? You're close. I hear you. Some of you right on it. You got it right. Ben Crump. You know it's a mess. Ben Crump is involved, according to this report. ABC is reporting that the family of Nolan Wells has retained Ben Crump following the death of the Mississippi team. Is he dead?
They pulled up a body, and I don't know if they conclusively identified that body as his, but I think we can presume. I think people are presuming that he's dead.
So we're there. He dead. Who identified? Where did you get that from?
Found dead, according to AI.
Who did you say there? He said ABC is reporting that the boy is dead. They found him dead. Was he in the water or outside the water? Okay, Derek talking to me about here is that. They found him on the course, according to ABC. Right there. ABC? ABC, Derek? ABC. Well, ABC News is reporting that the family of Nolan Well has retained attorney Ben Crump following the death of a Mississippi teen who authorities says were left behind. That sounds like those Christians that from that movie Left Behind. Remember that movie?
Yep.
Yeah. Left Behind. He was left behind as his friends returned from a trip without him.
Just from where you sit, what are the biggest unanswered questions so far about this case?
Obviously, the biggest question is what happened to Nolan Wells. I think the reason this case has caught such fire is because they see the pictures, they see the video, and they're saying, hold on, you're trying to tell us just accept this an accident and sweep it under the rug? his mother, Christine, his father, Elmo, say, no, they will not allow that to happen. His friends, his community. I mean, he was a good kid. He was beloved. He was a college athlete. He had everything going for him. And so to go on that island for 4th of July celebration and then not to come back is what is concerning everybody, especially when you hear the contradictions.
Man, I just feel so bad for this one black boy and nothing for the 22,000 that's been killed since 2024. I feel nothing for them. I ain't representing them. I don't feel nothing. I'm so hurt. I love one more than I love the rest, they say. Or they act like. Crump says Nolan family is concerned about the state of Mississippi during an investigation. Why sis?
And you're conducting your own investigation. How will that differ from what the authorities are doing?
Well, one thing, we're trying to be very transparent because the family has some concerns about the state of Mississippi doing an investigation of the death of a young black man where young white students may be looked at as having some culpability. So the family is concerned about that. So we're going to have an independent autopsy. We have investigators talking to witnesses that have no alignment or no allegiance to the state. And that's important, Lindsay. When you think about Mississippi and the history of Mississippi, you know, this is the state where Emmett Till was lynched.
Oh, Lord. Poor Emmett. Emmett Till. 100 years ago. Everything Emmett Till, but baby Jessica's daddy. So where about Emmett Till with the 22,000 that's been killed by other black people? Not white people, but black people. That ain't Emmett. Where Emmett? We need Emmett. Mississippi is burning. Amazing. Remember the movie, Mississippi Burning?
I heard of it.
Amazing. You, Nick?
Never.
Where you been?
Under rock.
In Canada.
Anchor baby.
A mess, huh? All showcase personalities. They're not real. It's about self. It's all about self. Why you feel so bad and just so into one person being killed? Well, we don't know if he killed. Whatever happened to him. One black guy. It's because he was white guys. But you don't think nothing or care anything about the 22 murdered, according to the report, FBI report, CDC report, 22,000 since 2024. Matthew 6:14 says, if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, you ain't going to be forgiven by God. But your Father ain't going to forgive you. Amazing, huh? How can you say you love God, or who you never see, and hate your fellow man? Hate your own Father, who you see. One last quick thing. Do y'all know what happened to this guy? The devil is busy. Be careful who train you how to fly, who teach you how to fly a plane. They may jump out at any time, according to this story, if it's true. New York Post, an Argentina flight instructor jumped out of a plane to his death in the middle of a flying lesson. So they said this guy was doing a flying lesson. He was teaching somebody else how to fly. And according to the report, he jumped out the plane. According to the report. After telling his student, you know what to do. What the? And leaving her to land the aircraft herself. This is from TMZ.
A 22-year-old student pilot in Argentina was forced to land an aircraft all by herself after her instructor jumped out of the plane mid-flight to his death. Pilot Leandro Bertazzo was flying the plane and instructing 22-year-old Rosario. And then he said, "You know what you have to do, carry on," before then removing his headset, his seatbelt, opening the door, and jumping out of the plane. Rosario was able to land the aircraft safely, despite being in absolute shock, naturally. And according to CNN affiliate TN, the director of the flying school where Bertazzo worked said there were no signs the pilot was planning on throwing himself out of a plane. He had even reportedly been on a flight with a student earlier that day. It is not yet known why Bertazzo decided to exit the aircraft mid-flight, but prosecutors will now reportedly investigate the exact details of this incident that led to his death.
Well, I've heard of crazy flight teachers. This ain't the case. Can you hear that man now? Hey, I got to go. I got love to give. I got to go. You hear that song? I got to go now. I got love to get.
I don't recognize it.
Amazing. Well, may his soul rest in peace. And talk about loving your material things. You know, the Bible said, and the Bible said, in Matthew 16:19-21, do not lay up your treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroys. Don't lay up your treasure on earth, where moth and rust destroys, and where thieves break in and steal. What the? But lay up for yourself treasure in heaven, not on earth. Neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Well, somebody should have told this guy that. He must didn't hear that. Because look like, I could be wrong, but look like his treasures are on earth. A video of a man using his body to protect his vehicle from a collision with a truck. Watch this from X. Look like he's looking at his car too to see was it smashed up.
Why? No, I think he was doubled down in pain.
That's why I said look like he definitely looked like he's in pain, but look like he's looking at the car to see was it scuffed up a little bit.
That was hard to watch.
I saw you hide your face. What a beta.
Alpha.
Why you couldn't watch it?
It's a sympathetic response. White people are too sympathetic.
That's why you lose your
touch. We have too much imagination for other people's possible pain. Anticipation. I don't blame the whites, Hake. Blame mama.
That's right. It is mama. Derek said, at least he saved a few $100 on car repair.
Yeah, but how much?
It looked like the car's damaged anyways.
Didn't it look like he was looking down to look at the damage while he was also trying to walk?
Didn't he move his own car? Didn't the truck move him and the car?
Yeah, it looked like it moved the car,
Let's
too.
Let's see it again.
No!
James, look away.
I have to put my head between my knees.
What a beta.
Alpha.
I thought organs were going to squish out or something. I almost looked away.
I was expecting like a gash or something.
The truck moving damaged. Both of them.
Yeah, crazy.
That car's damaged.
Is he looking at the scars?
No, he's doubled over in pain.
Oh.
Maybe, but he's in pain.
But look.
He might have the hospital bill to deal with.
What the heck is wrong with that truck driver?
Yeah, that's crazy.
But the truck driver didn't even know. It seems like he didn't even know. Oh, he kept going.
But he should be a better truck driver.
Yeah, why? Yeah, yeah.
They don't hire good truck drivers these days.
It may have been an illegal alien, too. I don't know.
Where was
this? A lot of illegal aliens.
That
alien
didn't seem like America.
That was at the gas station.
Shell?
Looked like a...
I don't know. What was it, Derek? What country? Derek going to find out. What a mess. Somebody should have told this guy, don't put lay up your treasure on Earth, buddy.
Right. Warn content warning from X, graphic content. Thank you, X. For once, X is looking out for Hake. They blurred it out for me.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, Derek is black. Amazing. Let me go, Gerardo, first time caller out of Illinois. Gerardo, you are on the air.
How you doing?
All is well, sir. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month to you.
Thank you.
So I had a question. I had a consultation with you a few weeks ago.
Okay.
Maybe more than a few weeks ago, but my question, original question, when I when you guys picked up the phone was how to be a good father.
Okay.
But because I've been doing the silent prayer and stuff like that, morning and night, and I just feel like I don't know how to, I guess, drop the thoughts, because it's like my thoughts keep telling me that it's not working or something like that. So
yeah.
My question is. How do I become, a better man, which will thus lead me to be a better father?
You become one by not trying to be a good person at all. Don't try to be a good father. Don't try to be a good husband or anything. What you do, you seek the kingdom of God in His right way, and the spirit of God, which is in you already, will cause you to be a good father, because you will have the same nature that God has, and only God is good. And so when the thoughts are telling you those things, just watch them, whether they're telling you that you're good or bad. Just watch those thoughts, but don't cooperate with them. Don't call them you. If they say you're bad, don't try to be good. Or if they say you're good, don't try to be bad. Just watch them, but don't call them you. Don't react to them or anything. Don't cooperate, and I promise you, you'll be fine. Because you will become good by returning to the nature of God. And when you become good, you can't help but do good, because you are of good. You can't be of evil and do good. You got to be of good. And you will be, Gerardo, when you stop paying attention to those thoughts.
Okay. Yeah, because it seems, like I said, I've been doing the silent prayer morning and night.
Right on.
I don't know, I guess it's part of the process. I just have to go through with it, because I'm like losing sleep now and stuff, and I'm like, oh, what's going on? Is this... But I do what you say. I tell myself, you know, it's not, those thoughts aren't me, but they're just bombarding me, so it's like, I don't know, I guess part of the process.
And the reason they're doing that is because they know now that you are aware that they are there. Unlike before you start working on yourself, you didn't know that they were there, you thought it was you. They know now that because of the light, you know that they are there, and they are screaming and yelling, they don't want you to sleep or anything, because they need you to react to them so they can continue to live with you. Don't do it. Don't give them any play at all. They're going to use your voice and telling you, this is too hard, it's not working, you're no good, anything. And don't make sleep that important to you, or anything, because they'll use whatever they can against you.
Yeah, and I feel like that's what's happening, because before, like you said, before I started working on myself, it was different. It's almost like, you know, the thoughts are telling me too, like, you're better off just not working on yourself than you were.
Yeah.
But I don't want that. I just, cause I have four children and another one on the way. And that's another thing that I've heard you say before. Like, I got to love God above anything.
Yes.
And I'm realizing that. Yeah. But I also, have a responsibility to, like, I want to teach my children or guide them so they love God too, but I don't know how to do that. But I guess it'll come to me in due time. I just have to keep pushing.
Well, now that you're seeking the Father, you're returning to the Father by overcoming anger and all that stuff. You're forgiving your mother and all that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, now that you've done that, you are returning to love, and that's all your children are going to see in you. And by seeing that in you, they're going to stay close to you, unless the mother traumatized them. But they'll stay close to you, and they will naturally be of love because they're going to love you who love the Father. And God's love is working through you, so you don't have to teach them to love. You will be of love. And they're already of love, unless the mother turned them away from you already and post her will. They're already of love. They're going to just stay with you anyway. They'll be of love, too.
Okay, yeah. And I have forgiven my mother, but I have not talked to my father. I just keep saying, I got to do it. I got to do it. And I just don't. But, yeah, that's another thing that I have to work on.
Why are you letting the devil talk to you out of going and forgiving him?
Because I don't really have an answer to that. I don't know why I let him talk me out of it.
I would highly recommend, and again, don't cooperate with evil by not doing what you know you got to do. Go and forgive your father so that you can be forgiven and things will even become clearer to you even more so. But you got to forgive your earthly father as well. Why do you resent your father?
To tell you the truth, I think because as an adult, when I, it's because my mother always would talk to me about how he's not, you know, financially responsible and all the burden falls on her. And she would just always talk to me about, you know, my dad, how in short words, he's not the adequate man.
Amazing.
That he could be, that she expected him to be. She never said that, but that's what I understood as an adult.
Right.
And therefore, when I started thinking about it, I'm like, well, she's right, because I see that, you know, he's, the things she said, I kind of saw what she was talking about. So I think that after that, I formed my own judgment.
Well, you start to see him through your mother's eyes. And not,
I think that's what it
was. Yeah, and not the way you would see him on your own. What an evil woman. What an evil female. You got to go and forgive your father and let him know, hey, I'm sorry for resenting you, but I resented you with my mother's resentment. I saw you the way she sees you, and I'm sorry.
Yes, because now when I get glimpses of him in the light,
yeah,
I can tell, like, growing up, like, he was never really angry towards us. He was never punish you when you do something wrong. My mom was pretty much the enforcer. She's the one that laid the whoopings when things went wrong, you know, and now I see that when I get glimpses of it, I'm like, oh, well, my dad was just a peaceful man, you know? He didn't believe in corporal punishment.
Yeah.
So,
mothers resent the children's fathers. And some of them may not use negative words against him, but in their hearts, they resent the father, and the children know it. What did you say to your mother when you went to her?
So I basically told her that I forgive her because all the things that are going on with me is because she wasn't, I guess you can say, present or not present, like, it was pretty much her fault.
Hold on, but can you hold for a minute? You get
them. Yeah.
Hold on. Let me take a quick break. Stretch off on is available on pills.net. I'll be right back. But you have a job. Oh, you're on welfare. It can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Okay, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour, the Hake Report. And after the Hake Report at 11 a.m. Pacific time, Hake is from 9 to 11 Pacific time. The guy with the good hair on fire. After the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1. And, oh, Lord, did y'all catch the show recently? Oh, God, really? The American Anchor Baby. He ain't an anchor baby for nothing. Amazing. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time, Gerardo out of Chicago mentioned the council said, we have the best council session on the planet. Council on the planet, really, given to us by God, by phone, Skype, or walk-in. You can, in-house, not walk-in, but in-house. You need an appointment. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And you can, and don't forget to support us. Make donations is a 503C1 kind of a thing. 501c3 nonprofit, and every dime goes back into doing the work here. So go to JOPTalk.com, JOPTalk.com, scan the QR code to support Bond, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. Or you can mail it in, make check a money order out to Bond and send it to Bond, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. And thank you for your support. I do appreciate it. Let me go quickly back to Gerardo, a first-time caller out of Illinois. Gerardo, so what did you say to your mother when you went to her? To
I
forgive her?
Much told- Yeah, I told her I want to forgive you because the state I'm in is due to you. And, you know, I try to let her know, like, your mother did it to you, and that's why you did it to us. But she kind of just sat there in silence looking at me with these eyes where it was like, why are you telling me this? Like, you know, like almost like she didn't really say much, you know?
Right.
I was expecting her to say more, you know, like say something like, hey, I understand and stuff like that. But you just sat there and looked at me with these like eyes. And I'm like, okay, that's all. Like, you're not going to say like.
The hardest thing in the world for a woman to do, especially mothers, is to admit that they're wrong. It's like. And so you forgave her. And
yes.
And well, you got to forgive your father, man.
that's I'm yeah, you're right. I got it because I like I said, I've been letting the devil talk me out of it.
Yeah,
I've been thinking about it a lot lately, and you've probably heard it before, but I've just not been worried. But I'm like, well, I wonder how he's gonna take it. Like, you know, like there's just a bunch of things telling me not to put it off, but I got to do. I'm gonna do that today, actually.
Those are evil, lying thoughts too that tell you, oh, then you may hurt their feelings, or they're gonna get mad, or you don't want to hurt them. Those are thoughts too. Satan does not, and his demons does not want you to do what you got to do if you want to be free, and that is to forgive. They want you to hate. They want you to be mad. They want you to be lonely, lost, and suicidal, and jealous, and envy, and worry, because that's who they are. Anyone that has that nature is the devil. The devil, that is the devil's nature. That's who they are. Don't obey the devil, man. Go and forgive your father and stay with the silent prayer. Just watch those thoughts. And don't believe anything they say at all. Don't try not to believe it. Just don't respond. Just don't call it you.
Yeah, it's definitely hard to not. I don't respond, but like you said, those thoughts are constantly there. But I do. I catch them, and I'm like, okay, that's not me. But then they come back again, and then I'm like, oh God, what's going on?
And again, they've always been with you. All human beings live by those same thoughts, but you're becoming aware now, so you're fine. And every time they come back, just know that you're in a thought. Be aware of where you are, what you're doing, and just know it. And don't ever think that it's over, because if you're thinking that it's done, then you're back into thoughts. You're going to know when you're free without even thinking about it.
Okay.
Don't say, oh, today I feel good. It's over now. That's another thought and another lie. With God, there is no verbal communication at all. You just know the truth without thinking about knowing the truth. You just know God without thinking about knowing God or anything. You just live your life.
Right. Okay.
Does your wife obey you?
No.
Why did you marry a woman that won't obey you?
Because I was stupid.
Yeah, I understand.
Pretty much, yeah. I was going to try to sugarcoat it, but I know better from listening to the show. So, yeah, no, she doesn't. I don't want to say she's a good woman. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like,
well, she's definitely not good if she's not obeying her husband.
Right, but she does what she has to do.
Right.
You know, like, she takes care of the kids, cooks, cleans, stuff like that.
Right on.
She does all that. It's just that when I try to correct her or tell her something, that's when instantly comes on. And it's like, well, you know, I'm not going to do what you're telling me to. I'm not you, this, that. And I'm like, okay, I'm not telling you that you're me. I'm just trying to make you, not make her see, but understand, I guess.
What I recommend, you just let her, when she flare up like that, just tell her that's the hell in you, that's the anger. You got to drop the anger because you're going to destroy the children with that as well. But don't get mad at her. Don't force her to change. Leave her in her hell. And do not ever, ever, ever react to her. Because that's what keeps it alive, your overreaction. The same devil in you is the devil in her, too. She may not be working on herself, so she's not aware of that. But I would advise her, you know, you need to forgive your mother. You're just like her. And you're going to hurt the children. But you stay working on you, and you'll be fine, and the kids will be fine.
Okay. Sounds good.
Amazing. Stay with us. Amazing. Stay with us. Stay with us, Gerardo.
You got it.
All right, buddy.
All right. Have a good one.
Okay. Amazing. Let me go to Tony out of Texas. Tony, you are on the air.
What's up, Jesse? How you doing?
All is well, Tony.
Nice. I was just calling in about, because I wanted to let you know about this this book that I bought. I'm not going to name it or you know, name the author or anything.
All right.
But I was just walking through the store doing some grocery shopping, and I saw this book, and it was about, you know, just living a life without, you know, thinking.
Yes.
And I was like, man, I'm working on myself, and, you know, that's kind of what I like. So I bought the book, and I was reading it, and it said something that was kind of interesting. It said that you have, or thoughts and thinking are two different things. And it was saying, like, a thought is, like, you know, the first thing that comes to you, kind of like what you say, like our, what is it called, our immediate thought or whatever.
Right.
Like going to work and all of that. So that's a thought that's okay to doubt or whatever. And then thinking is what you want to ignore. Because thinking, you get to, like, say, I'm going to go to work. That's the thought. And then you start thinking, like, oh, should I go to work today? Should I show up a little late?
Yeah.
That's where they say thinking is that part. And that's what you want to ignore. And I was like, this kind of reminds me of Jesse all the way. And also, there were some things that, you know, I didn't really agree with, but, you know, it's just the book. It was good to
right on.
Just at least get that. And I wanted to run that across you and see what, how you think of that.
Well, there is practical thinking. Like you mentioned, I got to go to work today. But then you watch the thoughts that tell you, well, you're going to have trouble at work, or you don't feel like going to work, or you're that.
Right.
Let all that pass, because that's practical thought that God gave you to survive on earth, but not for you to live by. You know, it's time to have dinner. So you think about, well, I'm going to have meatloaf, corn, fried corn, hot biscuits with a candy yam for dinner. And then you go and get it. When you have dinner, you don't have to think about that anymore. But the thoughts will tell you, you don't want that. You want something else.
Yeah.
So
yeah, the thoughts keep you right after you eat it.
Uh-huh. And that's what you call double-minded. You don't want to be double-minded in anything.
Yeah.
Amazing, yep, Tony. Well, you stay with it, man. Stay with it. Stay with it. Right on.
Oh, most definitely. I called you, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, about my seizures and stuff, and let you know everything is going good.
Right on.
Still going smooth.
Nice.
Yeah.
I would just, I don't remember the conversation about that, but I was, you know, ask God to let his will done for your health on earth as it is in heaven, because in him there is no sickness. There is no death, no sickness, no nothing but life, right? So God, let me be healed on earth as it is in heaven. You know, and have a way to see. Don't get angry about it. And just take it one day at a time.
Yep. Definitely. One day at a time.
Uh-huh. Amazing. Well, thank
you. Yeah, and one other thing.
Yes.
I made that comment earlier on YouTube about going to, what was that place? The Hills, what is it called? That little cave looking place that y'all showed
me. The Gates of Hell.
Yeah, the Gates of Hell. I was like, we need to make a trip out there.
All right. I'll be sure to make the announcement. We never know. You know, let things settle down a little bit over there. I would love for you to visit, man. You'll love it.
Yeah, I've never been. That sounds crazy, but cool.
Amazing.
All right, Jesse.
It's so interesting, Tony, to stand there at the gate where we were talking about in the Bible at the time. That gate right there. It was interesting to see it and see how dark and it's crazy, man.
I bet so.
It sounds interesting. Yeah, it sounds
is.
Interesting.
It is.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tony. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. You have a good day.
You too. And stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. All right?
Yes, sir. I'll call in another time pretty soon to check in.
Absolutely. Take care now.
Have a good day.
All right, buddy. 888-77-JESSE. Did you hear about this woman or somebody, according to Wood TV? A dead baby was discovered Sunday morning inside a porta potty at an Electric Forest Festival in Rothburg. Rothburg. It was confirmed, sources confirmed to News 8 on January 28, 2026. Watch this from Detroit, CBS Detroit.
Was found by a maintenance worker early Sunday morning. The child was less than 1 month old, and they don't yet know how or why this happened. Questions that will remain unanswered as thousands leave following the last concerts.
Just disappointment, like sadness.
Danelle Dunn described the mood of the Electric Forest Festival after news spread about the death of a baby on Sunday. He says many music fans didn't know it happened, but those who did were left in shock.
And the people that did hear about it were kind of trying to avoid talking about it during the festival itself.
The Double JJ Resort was locked down to anyone entering as Michigan State Police surrounded the scene Monday. MSP Public Information Officer Lieutenant Pat Agema says police conducted interviews with attendees before the end of the four-day event and can't yet say if any charges will be filed.
It's going to take some time. The autopsy will take some time, and toxicology and everything that comes back from that is going to be time consuming, right?
News Channel 3 reached out to the organizers of Electric Forest, but did not hear back. The event's Facebook page said the death left them heartbroken and asked fans to assist MSP in its investigation. Lieutenant Agema says police are also worried about the infant's mother.
Our concern is if the female gave birth to the baby there, is she all right?
Amazing, huh? And a so-called conservative commentator said the newborn found dead in a porta potty is evidence of a culture of death. Watch it from X. Oh, what? Hold on. Oh, yeah, I did. My bad. Wrong one there. Here's where a female with a facial piercing posted online about this incident at Electric Forest case. Lesson from X.
So this whole Electric Forest porta potty baby situation, I need y'all to pump the emotional brakes because you are genuinely putting somebody's life in danger and we do not know what happened. I am saying from a psychological and medical perspective, anybody could have done this in this situation. The most compassionate person that you would never expect to do this could have done this. In a very likely situation, this was a cryptic pregnancy that they did not know that they were pregnant. Flat as a washboard, abs, 90 pounds soaking wet, having cycles every month, and just all of a sudden they had a baby in the porta potty. Oh, and being a music festival, very likely that there is a dissociative amount of substances involved, which does not necessarily help the fight, flight, or freeze situation that happens with spontaneous cryptic pregnancy births.
I don't know what she's saying. I don't even know how to respond to that. What is she saying?
The we don't know if the woman is innocent or guilty or whatever. It could be totally innocent, and also she might have been high and didn't even know she was pregnant and gave birth type stuff.
What the?
Although it was a 1 month old.
It was a...
But it could be a nice, very compassionate person who did it, whom you would never imagine.
How do you know 1 month old?
I thought I heard in the report that it was a 1 month old.
Oh, what?
That's so what I thought I heard.
So the baby was like fully born?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she dropped the baby when she was using the toilet out of her.
You thought like...
Lit.
You thought you number two'd, but you gave birth. But no, I don't think that's.
And so this, according to the report, I haven't seen it yet.
I'm getting queasy again.
A commentator conservative.
Show me that truck.
Said the newborn baby, the newborn found dead in a part of part is a culture of death. Watch this.
Democrats don't want us talking about this story. Have you seen it yet? Because it completely blows up their pro-choice narratives. Do you know where that festival is held? Michigan. You know why that is important to the relevance of this story? Because we've heard for years when a woman does this sort of disgusting act that it's because of the state regulations keeping her from unaliving her baby while it's in her belly. The problem with this is Michigan has no term limits. Abortion is legal at all stages of pregnancy in Michigan. So not only did that baby lose its life, its precious life, when it could have been taken to a fire department, it also affects the person that found that baby and every single one of us that has to read this tragic story. And I hope that the Democrats keep this story in mind anytime they see a young girl that goes into her closet and unalives her baby, and they want to spew the narrative that if she had all the choices, if she had all those choices, she wouldn't have done that. No, these are monsters. These are people that do not value human life because all of
Her voice hurt my ears.
Indeed.
This is insane. I don't even know what she's talking about. Her voice hurt my ears, though.
Yeah. Ladies. Like somebody. Conservative ladies, stop it.
Her voice is rough. I can hear the dogs whining, like a fire truck going by.
It's painful.
You notice that, Nick?
Yeah, I know she's conservative, but. I got it the first second, and I'm like, all right, thanks. That's enough.
What a mess. So whatever.
Nice.
Earth is not heaven, and man is not God. Let me go to Derek. Derek out of Michigan. Derek, you are.
Hey.
Derek.
Yes, sir.
You are on the air.
Thank you, Jesse. Thanks for bringing me on your profile and your program and everything. I've been listening a long time. Happy White History Month to you,
Happy
man.
White History Month. They're amazing.
Hey, you know what? They're supposed to have a Chuck Norris, Danny Thomas Day sometime during this month.
So
two white men that saw beyond the mere pale. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And in honor of White History Month, I'm going to use a lot of big words I don't understand and can't pronounce. As we go on to the case here. Now I'm going to the case here, Jesse, because I want you to represent Ham. I want somebody that deserves an appeal to get a real appeal.
Well, I haven't had a ham in a long time.
I'm talking about Ham off the boat.
What? Noah.
The curse.
Oh.
I'm talking about the curse of Ham.
Oh, in the Bible.
In the Bible, because it's Bible Day, right?
Yeah, it's Bible Thumping Thing. You're talking about the son of Noah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're talking about the covenant. First of all, God didn't curse him.
Right.
That was Noah. Noah did that. Who was Noah to be cursing anybody? Who was Noah
right.
to be cursing anybody, Jesse?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Who said that? Where did you get that from in the Bible? What scripture
well,
is that?
Let me bring my little notes up here. That's like 9 and 19, something in there, 9 and 20. When he get drunk, when he built the vine, 9 and 21, which is my first bullet.
Is it Genesis?
Yeah, Genesis, 9 and 21, when he built it, talking about he didn't know how strong the wine was, so he without fault. That sounds like ignorance.
Yeah.
That's ignorance. That ain't. And then number two, my second bullet, Ham was a baby.
I rest my case.
Thank you. Can you get us off the hook? Don't do us like Abe Vigoda in The Godfather when they didn't let him off the hook for Sonny. Get us off the hook. This has been thousands and thousands of years cursed. Bogus.
I love you too, buddy. You make a good point when you say God doesn't curse. God doesn't curse. God is of love. Very good point.
How how we carrying this? And then Seth and Japheth, they bounced a little bit way too fast with their little story. All of a sudden, they get their little covenants and their blessings and they gone.
Absolutely.
No Christmas card, no hollering, no, you don't know us no more. You just go, then you going to blame the baby?
Come on, man. Thank you, Derek. I'm glad I got
your
head, man. Thank you.
I'm going to call you again, Jess.
Okay. Amazing. Super, super.
Super chat. Super chats.
Nick LaBoy over there on Rumble says he didn't do nothing. He was a great kid. He was a future astronaut, doctor, lawyer, engineer, astrophysicist, AI developer. Laughing face with tears coming out. These parents are just trying to get paid by milking their son. Lord have mercy.
Who are you talking about? What are you referring to?
Maybe Nolan Wells, but I don't know.
Thank you. I don't know what
it was a while ago this super chat came in.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Amazing. I appreciate it.
Pastor Chatelet, 222 gold pills on pill.net. I imagine it was Nolan Wells that he was talking about. Because you know these black people. Shout out. Uncle Jesse, remember you calling Turning Point cowards and beta for refusing to have a conversation with you? Did they ever get back to you or just say no?
No. They didn't get back.
Nice.
Amazing. Thank you.
Brian R. says, what do you think about... I don't remember that situation.
I don't really either, to be honest. I may be thinking about something else. I don't really know what you're referring to. Remind me by calling the show or making it clear in your... I said no too fast. I don't know what you're referring to. Thank you.
Brian R., what do you think about Romans 12:10? In brotherly love, let your feelings of deep affection for one another come to expression and regard others as more important than yourself. Dropping the ego? Asks Brian R.
Well, it's definitely not talking about emotional love. It's just simply, in God, it just means don't judge anyone. Don't be mad. Don't judge. Don't get angry. But pray for the person. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I could be mistaken, of course. I usually am. I believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you.
Nice.
This time is gone by Bible Thought for Thursday. And happy White History Month. Jay out of Washington State. Brady out of Arizona. Rick out of Virginia. And the callers that are dropping, I am out of time. Tomorrow is Open Line Friday. Get it off your chest. Do the silent prayer. I recommend, but do what you want. That you stay with it. Stay present. And let life happen for you and through you. It will really just happen. All right? Forgive, though. You got to forgive your mama and your daddy, every human being on the planet. You shall be forgiven once you forgive. All right. Thank you all. Amazing Bible Thumper Thursday. Hake is coming up now, and then after Hake, the American Incubator. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.